At least 11 dead and officers shot in Saturday morning attack on Pittsburgh synagogue. By A.W.R. Hawkins and Joshua Kaplan on October 27, 2018. At least 11 people are dead and others are injured, including police officers, following a Saturday morning attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, according to reports. Follow updates from Breitbart News on the latest developments. All times Eastern. LiveWire highlights. Robert Bowers is identified as the suspected gunman who killed at least 11 people after opening fire on the Tree of Life Congregation Synagogue in Squirrel Hill, Pittsburgh. Six were injured, four police officers were hurt. Bowers shouted, "All Jews must die," as he shot congregants. The shooting took place during a baby naming ceremony. President Trump denounced the shooting and said the facilities may have been lower if armed guards were protecting the building. Federal authorities have filed 29 charges against Bowers. 10:29 p.m. 9:49 p.m., the man suspected of killing 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh has been charged with obstructing the exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death, according to the Associated Press. Federal prosecutors say Robert Bowers was charged Saturday night in a 29-count criminal complaint. It wasn't immediately known if he has an attorney. The charges also include 11 counts of using a firearm to commit murder, weapons offenses, and charges alleging Bowers seriously injured police officers while obstructing the exercise of religious beliefs. Authorities said six people, including four police officers, were also wounded during Saturday's shooting at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. The charging documents were not immediately available in a federal court records database. Prosecutors have scheduled a Sunday morning news conference to discuss the case. 7:24 p.m., mourners in Pittsburgh are holding a vigil in memory of the victims killed at the Tree of Life Congregation Synagogue. 6:28 p.m. 6:15 p.m., President Trump says he will be going to Pittsburgh after the synagogue attack. 5:41 p.m., President Trump on the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 5:25 p.m., police departments in several Phoenix suburbs are stepping up visibility and patrols around houses of worship in their communities in the wake of a shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue in which 11 people were killed, according to the Associated Press. Television stations KTVK/KPHO report that cities where police said Saturday they're stepping up patrols and taking other steps include Chandler, Mesa, Tempe, and Scottsdale, and that several police department spokesmen said synagogues will get special attention. Hoster said police are encouraging residents to be aware of their surroundings and to say something if they see anything suspicious. 5:14 p.m. 4:48 p.m., Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby says, "Our thoughts and prayers are with all the victims and families affected by what happened this morning. Knowing Pittsburgh, I know we'll stick together and rally around them and be there to support and help in any way we can." 4:47 p.m. 4:39 p.m., criminal charges against Pittsburgh shooting suspect Robert Bowers could be filed as early as today. 4:32 p.m. 4:24 p.m., FBI agent Bob Jones on the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. "This is the most horrific crime scene that I've seen in 22 years with the Federal Bureau of Investigation." 4:24 p.m. 4:23 p.m. 4:13 p.m., no children are among the dead. 4:10 p.m. 4:08 p.m., unsurprisingly, never Trumper David Frum finds a way to implicate President Trump in the shooting. 3:56 p.m., powerful moment. 3:47 p.m., President Trump will not cancel tonight's rally in Murfreesboro, Illinois. 3:24 p.m. 3:19 p.m., sources tell KDKA-TV that at least 11 people were killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 3:19 p.m. 3:03 p.m., sources tell the Associated Press that at least 10 people were killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 2:46 p.m., the Anti-Defamation League calls the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting likely the deadliest attack on the Jewish community in the history of the United States. 2:45 p.m., WPXI's Courtney Brennan reports law enforcement had interactions with Robert Bowers in 2004, the nature of which is presently unknown. 2:31 p.m., President Trump speaks to reporters about the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. 2:24 p.m., in wake of the deadly shooting, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that he may cancel tonight's rally in Murfreesboro, Illinois. 2:10 p.m., Vice President Mike Pence calls the shooting an attack on innocent Americans and an assault on our freedom of religion. 1:58 p.m., Washington, D.C., Chief of Police Peter Newsom tweets, in light of the tragic events unfolding in Pittsburgh this morning, MPD will be providing an increased presence at our synagogues in the city. There is no known credible threat to Washington, D.C. 1:55 p.m., Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is heartbroken and appalled by the shooting. The entire people of Israel grieve with the families of the dead. We stand together with the Jewish community of Pittsburgh. We stand together with the American people in the face of this horrendous anti-Semitic brutality, and we all pray for the speedy recovery of the wounded, a statement by Netanyahu reads. 1:29 p.m., hot take from journalist Joshua Albert, who has bylines on the Daily Beast and Philly Mag, per his Twitter bio. 1:26 p.m., Hisrich cannot confirm the number of fatalities, says 6 are hurt, 4 of them are police officers. 1:25 p.m., Hisrich says the FBI will lead the investigation into the shooting because it falls under a hate crime being a Jewish synagogue. 1:21 p.m., Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich says the shooting scene is very bad inside, adding it's one of the worst I've ever seen. 1:20 p.m. 1258 p.m., the NYPD has deployed officers to Jewish centers throughout New York City in response to the shooting. 1253 p.m., White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders issues a statement on the shooting. 1228 p.m., before boarding Air Force One, President Trump said the shooting has little to do with the country's gun laws. If they had some kind of a protection inside the temple, maybe it could have been a much different situation, the president told reporters. To see this happen again and again, for so many years, it's just a shame, President Trump added, before suggesting all mass shooters should be given the death penalty. 1226 p.m., President Trump spoke with Pittsburgh's mayor and the gov. of Pennsylvania about the shooting, and will issue another statement on the horrific events later Saturday. 1235 p.m., congregants say the shooting occurred during a circumcision and naming celebration, referred to as a bris, NBC reports. 1225 p.m., Fox News reporting live that there were multiple shootouts between the suspect and police inside the synagogue. Thereafter, the wounded suspect surrendered. KDKA reporter Roski Doty says the shooter was found with a pistol in his waistband and one strapped to his ankle. SWAT operators grabbed the weapons, removed them and made safe. 1222 p.m., GQ magazine correspondent Julia Yaffe blames the shooting on President Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. 11:50 a.m., KDKA reports that the attacker walked into the synagogue and allegedly screamed, "All Jews must die." He struck the synagogue during Shabbat services and the synagogue was full of people at the time. 11:46 a.m. 11:32 a.m., Pittsburgh Steelers send thoughts and prayers to those affected by the shooting. 11:08 a.m., President Donald Trump asks Squirrel Hill residents to remain indoors as the active shooting unfolds. 11:04 a.m., CBS News reports that at least 7 people were killed during the armed assault. 10:34 a.m., KDKA reports that the number of fatalities may rise, as police are still working to get people out of the building. 14 News reports that police are urging people who live near the synagogue to lock their doors and stay in their homes. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News, the host of the Breitbart podcast Bullets with A.W.R. Hawkins, and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.